do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yay. Yay. Or, what is that? Oh, God, that sounds horrible, yeah, man. That doesn't sound... Like
there's something going on.
Go to the doctor.
However you're listening to us, I said we appreciate it. Excuse me. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to talk about. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G on the Twitter. You can tweet us during the show. We look at that shit every once in a while.
Yes.
And join our Facebook page and our Instagram and all that stuff. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link to help the show out, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby!
Costs you fuckle.
Oh, wee wee, zut alors.
It's a new week. We blew off the show yesterday for Labor Day.
Right, in honor
of the backbone of this nation.
Thank you.
Our workers, our labor.
Wait.
Our wage slaves.
Unions are good.
We love unions.
Except the cops union, the policemen's
Except
union.
That one.
That's problem. That doesn't really act like a union, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. There need to be checks and balances on both sides.
Right.
But leaning more towards the labor side because
union
that's
good.
The people. Yes.
Union good.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and again, I would like to offer a tremendous fuck you to everyone out there trying to go out there and get America restarted. And you know, we really need to be staying home more. We really do. Thank you. United Shush.
United Shush. God bless the United Shush. Now I got to play it.
I know, it's good.
God bless.
It's so sad.
The United Shush.
You piece of
Puerto
shit.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
We want to sell Puerto Rico.
What a fucking sucker loser dickbag.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
We're becoming familiar.
Let's launch right into it, shall we?
Yay!
Let's see what's going on at the old HuffPo. While the dog works on the Kong toy.
Oh, yeah?
I think I may have had a successful stuff today. It's taking her a few minutes.
Right. By the way, shout out to MJB actor. Wait, what is Michael James
Benson? MJB Comedy, isn't it?
At MJB Comedy. Thank you so
Friend
much.
Friend of the show, Michael James Benson.
Right, he sent us books. To read
an awesome book for moi, yeah,
for moi too. And I don't remember the name of moi's book, but basically it's about how this country is fucking stupid, and something happened to us that made us incredibly stupid to believe any kind of fucking cheap ass sci-fi fantasy bullshit that waddles down the yellow brick road. We'll believe anything. We don't give a shit, and it's sad.
And I got a book about from Thomas Frank about the people know, brief history of anti-populism.
Damn. It's Woketopia up in this bitch. And what did Shelby get? The intern.
Shelby got a really cool chew toy that she I believe buried on my lower shelf of my clothes somewhere.
Jeez, that's not a euphemism.
That's the last I
I don't know what it was.
Because last night she, at bedtime, made it a point to run over there and dig her face deep into deep into my clothes on the lowest shelf. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I didn't
go over there.
Yeah. I messaged to check, Benson, I'm sure. And told him that Shelby loves that toy. And he told me that it's bacon flavored.
Oh.
It's artificially flavored. Well, does that bother you at all? Or?
No, I don't. Okay. She's kidding. I'd like to give it to her right now. In fact, I might run to my room and go get it. She'll shut the fuck up for five minutes. Over to the tweet us during the show. Did I say that already? At Crab Diving.
Yay. Twatas.
Fuck it. Over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Trump campaign feeling the crunch. This is fascinating. So apparently Brad Parscale.
Yes.
Like the quote I've seen in a few different places is spent like a drunken sailor on, they had like $1 billion and it's all gone.
But is that legal?
And well, sure. Cause he bought airtime and shit.
And, yeah.
But the thing is they spent on dumb things. They bought ads. I forget how many millions they spent in ads in a couple of states that they have no prayer of winning. Just like D.C., they spent ads on D.C. because Trump watches TV in D.C. and he doesn't like seeing ads.
Oh, my God.
Only for the other people.
That is crazy. But he's in D.C.
And they have no prayer of winning D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a waste of money.
It's like they're just throwing money out the motherfucking window.
And just all these other things that this asshole, when he was in charge, spent money on just to tickle the end of Trump's little mushroom.
Right. And it worked for a while, right? I mean, if you want to say he gets his job.
I guess. And now he knows enough that they know better not to fire him.
Oh, you think he knows about some skeletons here or there?
I think Trump's calling Vlad for that Novichok recipe.
Every Wednesday night we bury a hooker.
A Novichok, yeah.
U.S. President Donald Trump facing the possibility of a cash crunch. And said today he would spend whatever it takes of his own money. This is a lie, by the way.
That would be great, though.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. He didn't spend anything. He kept saying he self-financed that first campaign. Nothing.
Then where did the money come from?
People gave him tons of money.
But he said he was doing that so he wouldn't be beholden to any.
He lied.
Motherfucker lied. He lies.
So he'll spend whatever it takes.
Dude, you're the incumbent. How are you out of money, right? Listen, I'm not a political fucking scientist, but when was the last time you remember someone that was president running for president that ran out of money in their campaign? Mm-hmm. Is that crazy?
The Republican president who trails Biden in opinion polls still told reporters before taking off for a trip to Florida, oh, great, he's coming here.
Oh, please.
That the campaign had double or triple what it had in 2016, but he would spend his own money if needed. If I have to, I would. That's a lie.
Please,
he will never have to.
Yeah, please don't come here. Please.
Well, he goes down to Mar-a-Lago.
I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Go way down there. Stay away from us.
The New York Times reported Trump's initial financial supremacy over former Vice President Biden earlier this year evaporated, and that of the $1.1 billion, we need severe campaign finance reform.
Yeah.
We need an amendment. $1.1 billion of his campaign and the party raised from the beginning from 2019 through July, more than $800 million has already gone bye-bye.
$800 million? Jesus. God, hey, you, I don't know what this is. You fatalists out there that are like, Bernie's not in 2016, Bernie's not the nominee. Let's just vote for Trump. We'll just burn everything to the ground and rebuild. How's that going? How's that looking for you? Are you enjoying this?
Biden and the DNC raised a combined $364.5 million in August alone, shattering the monthly record for fundraising by a presidential campaign.
People are terrified. Don't you think that he'll win?
When asked how much he might have to spend.
Yes.
He's whatever it takes. We have to win. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
Well, for you.
We agree.
For you, it is. You don't want to go to jail. We don't want to die.
Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, who took over from Brad Parscale in mid-July, told reporters on a campaign press call today, we are now carefully monitoring the budget.
Why wouldn't you be, though, dude? Because why wouldn't
you
be?
Bill Stepien is, if you remember.
He is the former campaign manager for...
No, he is the guy that ordered the closing of the lanes on the bridge in New Jersey. He used to work for Chris Christie. I think he got charged. Didn't he? I mean, of course it would fit right in with anyone working for Trump.
Trump does not need a guy that closed the bridge for Chris Christie working for him. You know, like, what won't that guy do?
Yeah.
How sad for our stupid little fucking country. Oh, my God. Stop it, guys. Stop it. Stepien.
So, yeah, he was...
Bridgegate.
I don't think he was ever charged.
What?
He pled the fifth.
People, like, I remember that. People in his office were like, you know, they're trying to show emails that sort of showed that they were trying to prove a conspiracy, right, that Christie ordered it, and then people carried it out.
Investigators eventually discovered that Stepien was in a romantic relationship with Bridget Kelly, his replacement as Christie's deputy chief of staff. Their relationship lasted until August 2013, as the plan to close the lanes was being implemented. Though their personal relationship was over, Stepien was kept abreast of the lane closures and intended fallout. It was the emails between Stepien and those involved in the lane closures that sealed his fate. Chris Christie said, I was disturbed by the tone and behavior and attitude of the attitude of callous indifference that was displayed in the emails by my former campaign manager, Bill Stepien.
See you at the beach. See you at the beach.
Pearl clutch, pearl clutch, pearl clutch.
God, how is sometimes I see Chris Christie on interviews and I'm like, dude. How does any reporter even talk to you? You know, are you trying to, what is that? What flip?
Strawberry lime is,
oh yeah, I don't.
I think I'm going to call it yeah, it is raspberry lime.
It tastes.
I'm going to call it interesting.
It tastes exactly like a berry does right off the vine or the bush or the briar.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's more lime than raspberry. I guess I was expecting more raspberry than lime. But yeah. I don't dislike it.
It's more lime than raspberry.
Surprised me, yeah. Oh. Anyway.
Okay.
So there you go. That's who Bill Stepien is. That's the new campaign.
Stepien.
Poobah over for Trump.
He sounds nice. He sounds nice. Hey, what about the guy that closed the bridge?
Right.
How is he even in the discussion? Like the short list. How
Trump
is he on
campaign.
A short list?
Trump campaign.
Dude.
Scumballs.
How long ago was Bridgegate? Like
assholes.
5 years?
Yeah, something like that. No, Trump, it was 7 years.
Donald, I want to introduce to you Mr. Stepien. Now, you might remember Mr. Stepien for a legal.
Yeah, that was great.
I loved it.
That was great. Fuck that mayor.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo is that Trump says he'll spend whatever it takes.
Has he taken a lot of shit for that pick for his campaign manager, the new one? I mean, that's sad.
I don't think shocks anything about Nobody anybody cares. That Trump picks. Yeah,
that's got to be that's fascism. That's on some level, that's fascism, right? The government's so insane. We just were like, okay.
I'm surprised he didn't hire Madoff. And pardon him.
Why
and,
not?
And hire him. He's great at fundraising.
Yeah.
God, I don't even have the story, but I just saw a picture of Jerry Falwell Jr. Did you see that they're unraveling the finances now, and they're finding out that him and his whole fucking family were just lapping at the teat of Ooh. Liberty University.
Ooh! God, what a shock! What a shocker! But Falwell Jr. is he a preacher? Or is he just a dickhead that
You know, I
exists?
Don't know if he's an official pastor or not.
Because it's totally a...
Or if he's just, you know, he just waddled into the running of the university. But I don't know if he actually, like, pastors or anything like that.
When we talk about these corrupt evangelical, like, televangelist fuckheads, that's like so early 90s, late 80s.
Attorney, come on. Former academic administrator, prominent member of the evangelical Christian community. So he's not a pastor. He just inherited a university. Because, of course,
I'm a prominent member.
Eminently qualified.
Oh, yes.
Crawling out of a Falwell vagina.
Oh, yummy, yummy. I'm a prominent member of evangelical society.
So, oh my God. Don
he's a loser. Jerry Falwell is a loser, right? He's a fucking loser.
Yeah, sure.
He's a fucking loser. Sure. That's a loser.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what's going on over there.
What does he tell people he does? Like, hi, I'm Jerry. I'm a prominent member of the evangelical community. You want me to unzip my pants? Put my hands down my pants for some reason or whatever he did?
Well, are you a pool boy?
God, you would like to be, I guess. I mean, it's a payday.
Or a personal trainer?
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. You got
another.
You got to fuck his wife while he watches on a beanbag, but then you'll get a $10 million development deal to open your own gym. It's an odd transaction.
Drudge Report.
Yay.
Same kind of thing. Says, SOS MAGA. Trump may tap owned funds. Trump weighs putting up to $100 million of cash into the race. Again, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think it's a lie.
I'm asking this because I'm curious to see how this will affect this campaign. I mean, do you think the scientists are right about this flu season? Because it's been doom and gloom from these doctors about the fall.
Well, it's going to be shitty. It's going to be a shitty. I mean, it'll be a normal flu season
ever.
On top of what we've got.
Yeah, I've heard them describe. Different doctors describe this fall as going to be the worst fall ever health-wise for this country.
Well, yeah, because we got the COVID going on along with the regular flus that are going to come along. And the Republicans are going to try to claim that every regular flu is a COVID.
Yeah.
They're already
stopping
testing and all that shit everywhere.
Well, when did schools open like 2 weeks ago here, right?
Some. Or do they open here?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Schools have been open. And
great.
In Florida, there was a huge surge in cases. I know that's very shocking. In school cases
yeah.
of kids catching it, you know.
So those are your headlines, everybody.
Good.
Very
Thank you very much. It is.
Let's see what the Drudge COVID section has to say. They're usually...
I don't know how to look at the COVID numbers anymore because, you know, this weekend.
Well, I don't know if I believe them.
Yeah, I know, man. Like this weekend, I'm kind of quasi, not really arguing, but there are different people in town starting to put up live shows, stand up comedy shows, music shows, and I'm of the feeling that, if it's not your main income, don't do it anyway. But if it's not your main income and you're not making any money off of it. And why would you why do you want to drive everyone to one place? That's the one thing we know you shouldn't do. Why are we doing that? Why do people in Florida, in the panhandle, why do they, for fuck's sake, think that they need to make people congregate?
Yeah.
I mean, we're like in a malaise here. No one, I really think we're the only two people in Pensacola that believe that the pandemic is, I don't know, real or some shit like that.
One of the headlines, Sturgis motorcycle rally has now been dubbed a super spreader event.
Oh, this are every news story is so fucking gross.
Thousands so far have been sickened across the nation.
Oh, Imagine you drive. God, I. Okay.
He described a dude from the Center for Health Economics and Policy Studies at San Diego University said, put out a study describing the public health costs of the rally as substantial and widespread. So we are all going to pay.
I don't like bicycle motorcycles.
For the Sturgis rally.
But I don't care about motorcycles. I've never given a shit.
He and the co-authors estimate dealing with the fallout from that rally will involve more than $12 billion in health care costs.
Why
why did we allow it?
Oh, yeah. Dear God, quit blessing us. Leave us alone, Jesus. Whatever you're doing is not effective. You're a shitty God. Can we have Dionysus, or do you, what other God? What God would you like?
Bacchus.
Really? Would you rather have Bacchus or Jeebus for COVID?
What do you mean? Well, at least Bacchus will get you fucked up while you're...
Yeah. Bacchus is like, well, if...
Before you die.
If all these people die, who am I going to fuck?
Hmm. So, yeah, the findings come in a new paper.
The contagion externality of a super spreading event, the Sturgis motorcycle rally on COVID-19.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't take it. Yeah, so bad. You watch the Americans, right?
The television show, yes.
Yeah, it's not real. And
it's not real.
We might be, I mean, again, we'd be speaking Russian, I think. Man,
spoilers.
No, okay. Well, okay. Let's just say there's a show out there about spies, right? And they're married.
So you're going to give a spoiler.
No. Okay. This whole thing, I'll just say this. This thing with these bioweapons and all this shit and these contagions and the idea of like hemorrhagic fever and all that shit is fucking horrible, right? Why are we not more concerned about COVID? And why are we concerned that we got lucky? Obama was president during that Ebola shit.
Yeah.
How do you think Trump would have handled that? Would I be shitting out my eyeballs or something like that?
He'd be deporting black people.
But because of
it's
Ebola?
Coming from Africa and they're African Americans. Just do the math.
What do you call it? The Kenya disease or some shit like that?
Oprah's going first.
We really see people aren't seeing COVID like they should. This is a warning sign, right? I mean, it's also a general danger thing.
Warning sign.
Well, I mean, God, what if it was Ebola,
of
man?
What?
Of something worse, of another shoe drop. What if it was Ebola? What if, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Vaccine developers pledge to uphold scientific integrity.
Of course
another headline.
Why is that in the news?
Well, they're because...
Of course, motherfuckers.
Because you've got a certain, let's say, branch of the government saying, we're going to have a vaccine by November 2nd. What a coincidence. Just the day before the election, I'm going to announce, I'm going to announce, Brandon, it's a wonderful vaccine. It's going to save everybody. I'm calling it the Trump vaccine.
Those people working on the vaccine pledge that they're not anti-science. They believe in the tenets of science and gravity and things like that. Thank you.
So basically what they're saying is we're not going to rush shit through just to tickle Trump's balls.
I hope so. I hope that's true.
The CEOs of 9 companies developing vaccines against COVID-19 today pledged to, quote, uphold the integrity of the scientific process.
Amid concern,
Donald Trump will pressure regulators to approve a vaccine ahead of the presidential election in November. We, the undersigned biopharmaceutical companies.
Evil. Yeah, I'm not feeling...
We want to make clear our ongoing commitment to developing and testing potential vaccines for COVID-19 in accordance with the high ethical standards and sound scientific principles.
That bullshit. These people are just killing time before they invent another, like, anti-balding drug or some... drug to make your dick hard when you're like 97 years old.
The statement was signed by AstraZeneca, BioNTech, GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Moderna, Novavax, Pfizer, and Sanofi.
No Gilead in there. I mean, who knows? Who fucking knows? I don't give a, I don't care what these CEOs say. Those CEOs are essentially talking to their shareholders, right? They don't give a fuck about me. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So can we hear from the scientists that work there? I'd rather hear from them, wouldn't you?
Well, one quest, John, I would have is this bullshit that the Republicans in the Senate are trying to ram through this immunity from lawsuits. Is that also going to spread to these pharma companies if they are forced to rush through some bullshit?
Of course.
And then they're going to say, well, we're just going to pass a law that says I can't sue you.
Well, what are we going to do?
And then you'll still make millions of dollars.
It's so weird because that, you know, Bill Gates is the one threatening us with a shitty vaccine on November 3rd. It's the people complaining about Bill Gates. You know, I mean, this is all gaslighting.
Dr. Fauci said the results of clinical trials aren't expected to be known until the final 2 months of this year. Moncef Slaoui, the scientific head of the White House program tasked with producing and developing vaccine doses, told NPR, I think it's extremely unlikely, but not impossible, that the trials will have results to show before the election. But yeah, it's extremely unlikely.
Right, and it's extremely likely that we're all going to line up, we're going to take this shit, and all kinds of weird things are going to happen. And it's not going to be cool. It's not like you're going to be the X-Men. You know, you're going to be like, oh, weird, I just shit my liver. Interesting.
Well, right, yeah.
God, what a weird side effect.
Or die of COVID.
Oh, irony! That's irony, wouldn't it be?
Kind of, I guess. Well, I mean, you're being given a...
Irony.
The whole thing about a vaccine is that you're given a...
Yeah.
Altered, weakened strain.
How much fetal tissue are they promising in this round of shots?
I hope buckets.
Yes. Buckets?
Yeah.
We got to get all this baby tissue in this guy.
Come get your vaccine here and we'll send you away with 8 gallons of fetal tissue.
God, that, you know, people listening might not know what we're talking about. But
suck that adrenochrome right out of that stuff like Hillary does. Stay young.
You know, I've always wanted to ask these Save the Children people. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that are worried about Tom Hanks and things of that nature.
Yes, yes. I mean, there is an organization called Save the Children, which is isn't real thrilled about.
No. They're a good organization.
Right, yes, yes.
Now, these QAnoners, this is a crazy thought. But what about gun deaths at schools?
Okay.
Well, oh, my God. A pickup truck just drove by with a piece of 1x sticking up from the bed with a gigantic Trump Pence 2020 flag.
Awesome.
Oh, God. I don't know what I was saying. I was going to make some joke about QAnon, fetal tissue, and some other fucking stupid bullshit.
How many of those do you think we would see if we were still broadcasting from Koreatown, US of A?
Zero. Fucking
zero. I can't imagine anybody,
you know why?
Waving a Trump flag in L.A.
And no judgment on this. Because, I'm sorry, you're gonna have that shit in your car when you pull to a red light? The good progressives of L.A., they'll drag you out of your car, and they'll take your fucking flag, and you'll think twice about,
I don't think that,
you know, yeah, fucking worshiping this.
But you'll be mocked and shunned.
I knew some motherfuckers in Koreatown that'll fuck you
That's
up
true.
For being pro-Trump. I don't give a shit.
What is this? This is coronavirus.
Yay. That was sarcasm.
Lingering on chilled salmon may be infectious for more than a week.
Ah! Oh, that's bullshit.
Wait, so if someone sneezes on your sushi, it could be...
Well.
Researchers at the South China Agricultural University and Guangdong Academy of Agricultural Sciences in Guangzhou found SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, collected from salmon samples could survive for 8 days at 4 degrees Celsius or 39 degrees. So that's roughly the temperature at which the fish are transported.
My mom eat salmon. Please, mom, if you're listening, get rid of that shit. I don't know if you have any in the freezer.
Chinese authorities have been investigating imported meat packaging in containers as a potential source of COVID-19 since June, after repeatedly finding traces of the pathogen on packaging and food.
That's not bad, just traces, right? Do you feel superior looking at this story? Because you do not eat fish, so this will not affect you. Unless someone...
I do. I'm reveling in my superiority over here.
Well, now we're all the same. Everyone's like you. Everyone is technically allergic to salmon with coronavirus slathered on it, right? Right?
Well, they're not.
No, they're... But
SARS-CoV-2 contaminated fish from one country can be easily transported to another country within 1 week.
Oh.
Thus serving as one of the sources for international transmission.
Thanks, Obama!
The researcher said.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. File under good news. Don't worry about that salmon.
Ugh. The government is striving to prevent contamination by strengthening cooperation with meat exporting countries. As of Monday, yesterday, China had halted imports from 56 companies in 19 countries after employees there were infected.
We're losing this coronavirus battle. That's what I'm saying. What do you think? As a planet, are we losing?
As a country, we're really losing.
Oh, ouchie. But not the whole planet?
No, other countries that were adults about it at the beginning are getting back to not normal because there's still the COVID and there's going to
like
be little hotspots and shit.
There were flare-ups this week. In Europe, there was a flare-up or something.
But hopefully they'll be able to... Which was predicted. Hopefully they'll be able to tamp those down.
This coronavirus is like, oh my God, look at this. We can get on the salmon last for 8 days. I don't even know why. This is awesome. Let's fuck some people up. The biker rally was great though, right? Oh yeah.
So there you go.
That's the story of the day, of month. I mean, listen, man, you tell
salmon
me.
Salmon,
maybe. No, the super spreader event with the dumbasses at Sturgis. I mean, that's...
Well,
it's a quarter of a million people affected.
No, thousands, they said. There were 400 and something million.
Oh. I thought it was 250.
I didn't see that number.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I read it wrong. That makes me feel...
Maybe they're saying it could get up to that or something.
If we're lucky.
I think if a quarter of a million people were infected, we would...
Well, it caused a quarter of a million. God, I thought that's what... Sturgis motorcycle rally may have caused 250,000 corona cases, says an economist. This is Forbes. Do you believe Forbes?
Sometimes, sure.
Sometimes. I thought Forbes was...
Forbes is okay.
Good. No.
Shit.
Sorry, Forbes. I didn't know
you
sucked.
I did see this story.
Yay!
This one is... one of these ha-ha stories.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Not that you're ha-ha about somebody getting the COVID.
Right.
But this guy's a fucking asshole.
This is Coach Dave.
A church leader who blamed gay marriage for the coronavirus pandemic has now fallen ill with the COVID-19 himself.
You didn't take that dick, did you? That might have done it.
In a TV interview earlier this year, the head of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church of Kyiv had claimed that the outbreak was God's punishment for the sins of men. The sinfulness of humanity, first of all. I mean, same-sex marriage.
What were you up to, Padre?
Patriarch Filaret.
Filaret. Filaret.
91.
Damn! It has COVID?
Is reportedly in hospital with the virus himself, according to the Ukrainian news, some Ukrainian news site. He's also developed pneumonia.
Oh, shit. Say goodnight, Johnny. Sorry.
Same-sex marriages are not legally recognized in Ukraine.
Okay.
Travel experts warn homophobia can be widespread, so don't bring your wife or, I mean, don't. Flaunt your wife and husband and or husband if you're over there.
Not to sound
horrible.
Are people, let's say there's no coronavirus.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be nice. Do people go to Ukraine for vacation and shit like that? I mean.
I would go to Ukraine. It's pretty nice.
I thought there was a war.
In areas. Well, I'm not going to go to the border with Russia and say, hey, guys, what's going on?
But never heard anybody. I'm going to go to Ukraine, other Disney. Parts of it. I mean, Disney World.
It's lower on my list. But
Six Flags.
I would go to Ukraine.
Do they have a Hard Rock? They probably have a Hard Rock.
I don't know. Maybe probably. I'm sure in Kyiv they have a Hard Rock.
I want to go to Ukraine. It's like, will you put some... Oh, I bet they do. Yeah. You put some politicians in the trash for me. I like them videos. Yeah, Kyiv definitely. Kyiv, or is it just Kyiv? How do you say it?
I've heard it pronounced Kyiv.
How do smart people say it?
Kyiv.
Okay. Kyiv. Thank you.
So Kyiv.
Kyiv.
Something like that.
Kyiv. Kyiv got no Disney. I don't think they have a Disney, but they have a Hard Rock.
There is no Hard Rock in Ukraine.
Damn, guys. Shit, Donald. Get them a Hard Rock.
Two in Russia.
Really? Moscow and maybe like somewhere in Siberia?
St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, this kills me. The biggest country outside of our own. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 fucking Hard Rocks in Spain.
Oh, my God. You know why that's... I'll tell you why that's
sad. It just
kills
me.
You know what's sad, though? Because you know...
It's fucking American tourists.
Right. But to build those Hard Rocks, you know that some old, cool fucking building got demolished. Mm. So a bunch of stupid fucking Americans...
Or they put it inside some old, fucking building.
Oh, yeah. Some amazing cathedral. Now some asshole's eating sweet potato fries or some shit like that.
Four in Poland.
Perfect. Have you been to any of those?
One in Azerbaijan.
Oh, oui, oui.
One in Cyprus.
Yay.
Good God.
That sounds nice.
Andorra.
Right. Where is that?
Four in England, one coming soon.
Hello? Really? Really? Who in the shit?
Three in London. Zach. London, London Cafe, Oxford Street, London Piccadilly Circus, and Manchester, and now coming Newcastle.
Why would you go to England and go to the Hard Rock or to Spain?
Well,
or
we wouldn't. Apparently, people there maybe are into it.
If you're in Moscow and somebody's like, you want to go to Hard Rock, do you kick him in the face? I mean, who would go to...
Well, if you're an American tourist, you deserve to be kicked in the face. Absolutely. if you're going to fucking Hard Rock in some other country, you asshole.
God. South Korea probably has some. North Korea.
I mean, I try to avoid fast food places. Sometimes you can't help it. And sometimes actually going into a fast food place is part of the experience.
Like
getting beer in Vienna. In Vienna, yeah. Right.
That was nice.
You can have beer in Vienna and shit like that.
And, you know, we are,
and we needed the Wi-Fi, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason we went to McDonald's.
We needed the Wi-Fi, and we're such a fucking backwards, little bitch, childish country. Okay, they serve beer at McDonald's. Were the walls catching on fire? Were people's heads exploding? You know, in Amsterdam, they had these things. You could go in a coffee shop. Well, I guess you can do that now. I don't know. You can sit down and roll a joint, or some guy can roll you a joint, and you can have a cup of tea. And, you know, there's no DARE program, but yet nobody's head is bursting into flames. Mm-hmm. And you can go rent people in shop windows. I'm not saying that's yes. great, but still, their society is not, you know, we're having a rough time here.
Yes.
They aren't.
Yeah, a little, but, you know.
Wait, do we not have enough Jesus?
There's a Hard Rock in Amsterdam. I don't remember seeing it.
Sad, sad, sad. You know what's sad is that when I was growing up in junior high, I remember, I don't know what happened. People would go away on vacation and they would come back with their Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt. That's what all the cool kids did. I remember somebody came back with one that said Israel on it, something. You know, and I was like, God. I mean, it's the same point we're making. Are you going to go to the Middle East and go to the Hard Rock?
Hey, right.
I mean, that's crazy. So it's just so rednecky, so Trumpy.
Well, the quintessential American tourists I met in Madrid that one time were from Texas, and literally were going to Hard Rock every night for dinner now because they were upset about the times
that
people ate, and they had kids and shit.
Oh,
and the kids were cranky because they weren't eating at the normal time. And how dare these Spaniards not, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but how dare they not conform to Americans' time schedule? And what's with that? What's with that siesta when everything's closed all the time? It's a pain in the ass.
My mom says the sound is not echoey, but tinny for some reason.
Oh, that's something to do with that.
Oh, yeah.
The streaming. The I don't think I can have that.
Right. Shelby.
We've got, let's see. So, yeah, religious leader, thoughts and prayers to Patriarch Filaret, 91-year-old asshole who blamed COVID on gay marriage in the world.
Okay, so don't disbelieve. Well, he must have done some gay shit then, right?
No, the rest of the world.
The rest of the world did gay shit and gave him
COVID. Because you can't, there's no same-sex marriage in Ukraine. So he said, because of same-sex marriage in the rest of the world, God's pissed and winging COVID at us.
Why is it when the anti-science evangelical wackos present theories, people don't just automatically say, that sounds insane, but they'll say, you know, evolution is crazy. Things that are...
Because they're dumb.
I know. It's just... What you guys are saying is infinitely dumber than science. I don't even know if that makes sense.
Well, there's but evidence-based.
But we're marginalized because I give a shit about coronavirus. I'm marginalized. Not these science deniers. God.
Yeah, one is evidence-based.
Oh, yeah. That's the one for pussies. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's see. We've got...
By the way, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting app, I don't know why it's just occurred to me. Go to Air for Congress. Donate to Phil Ayer. He's running against Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is currently our congressperson, right?
The dude from Three and a Half Men voted or donated, right? Who? Two and a half men?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seven and a half men? How many fucking and a half men were there?
Eight inches. All 8 inches. And who else is anti-Trump? The Hellboy. I can never remember his fucking name. Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, I love that. Hellboy. I'd vote for Ron Perlman. God. He wears a mask. I bet Ron Perlman wears a fucking mask.
Probably, I'm sure. Yeah. Let's see. We've got...
You think Charlie Sheen wears a mask?
I think Charlie Sheen probably. It's because he's got AIDS, right? So he's got to, or HIV, so he's got to...
What about the...
Got to be extra vigilant.
What about the tiger guy, the Tiger King? Do you think he wears a mask?
I don't know.
Gives a fuck.
Is he in jail still?
I don't know.
I thought
his wife killed someone or something. We have a horrible...
I frankly, I didn't follow any of that story.
Good for you.
I never watched the show. All I know is that it's the rudimentary bullshit about it, and I don't care.
Yeah. he ain't got no wet ass pussy. This is like our culture right now is wet ass pussy, Tiger King, and I don't know. Cardi B's in the news.
That's Trump.
Funny. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's our culture right there.
Yeah.
West Virginia University.
Yes.
becomes the latest school to backtrack on in-person classes after spike on COVID-19 classes.
Why, pussies? Go back to school. Come on. What about herd immunity? Come on.
Sturgis is trending on the Twitter, too. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
I mean, that just should not have been allowed to happen. They should have blocked the roads, call out the National Guard, tell these biker fucks to go home and go fuck themselves. We are all not getting sick. So you can drive in your stupid fucking death machines with your goddamn BDSM leather shit. You know, like, and then they...
People need to understand, the viewers, is that we currently, right now, are in a situation where communists are trying to come in and take over America. You say, aren't you a little overheated? Isn't this melodramatic? This is exactly what a communist revolution looks like. Mm. They think they're going to do it by electing Joe Biden And then once Joe Biden is elected, they think that these Davos, Switzerland meetings that go on.
Oh, boy. Oh, the Davos, Switzerland meetings that go on. She ran for president, let's remember. Remember Michelle Bachmann
ran
for fucking president.
The gentlewoman from Steubenville has the floor. God, I mean,
And do you remember the triumvirate that got in trouble for going to Egypt because it was trying to meet with people while Obama was president? Three asshole, probably the dumbest, most vile Republicans in the House at that time. Michelle Bachmann.
Bachmann. Ted Cruz?
No.
Oh,
wow. Ted Cruz, the senator.
Louis Gohmert.
Louis Gohmert.
And then one more, right?
Steve King.
Damn it. Steve King.
Those three assholes went to Egypt, rented like half of a Holiday Inn meeting room, put up a podium with like an official Congress of the United States seal. That's where they got in trouble.
Right.
Because it's almost like it was a real sanctioned U.S. government event. It wasn't. It was these assholes going over there basically trying to undermine Obama's foreign policy.
Where were they speaking again? You just said.
They were literally like a Holiday Inn in Egypt.
Doesn't it seem like, I'm not familiar with Egypt. I barely know how to spell it. I know where it is. I know you don't fuck with the crocodiles they have there in the Nile are just tremendous, huge. They're a real problem. Do they have like a CIA in Egypt?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that doesn't it seem like our dumb fucking politicians got handled by someone? You know what I mean? And they're like, we need America to endorse this some way. This will help our propaganda.
Yeah, yeah. Look, these idiots are going to go on TV for us. Yeah.
At some point, it must be so great to be in the intelligence biz in another country. With the way we are right now, it must be like going to the outlet stores in Arizona or something. Everything's easy and cheap, and there's just lots. Take everything. We're really stupid right now.
It's like they think they're going to do it by electing Joe Biden. And then once Joe Biden is elected, they think that these Davos, Switzerland meetings that go on, they think that what they're going to do is have the United States economy collapse, move to a digital currency globally, and then we move.
Oh, they're going to move to a digital currency globally.
You said earlier that we should really rethink some things about our election. And I really think this person ran for president. We might need to burn this shit to the ground and just start over with a new Word document. You know, we need to have a progressive person in charge to keep all these racists in the woods where they should be. Write a new constitution. Just start over because it's not working.
Digital currency globally, and then we move into a global type government. Sorry. I mean, it's bizarre, but that's where these people, this is their goal.
It's
not anyone's goal that I know of.
It is bizarre. I mean, you talking is very bizarre. It's bizarre that you were an elected representative. No, that's tragic. That's actually tragic.
I played this on Friday, but this is great.
Yeah, play it. This is
I've got big fans and loyal fans that say, Dilly, come back to Twitter. And I understand. I would want me on Twitter, too. I'm funny. And I'm good at Twitter. I'm a fucking professional Twitterer, all right? I know how to tweet. I know how to keep a Twitter following going. I know how to write dank tweets. I know how to trigger liberals, which is...
Dank tweets.
What
the headline for this story at Right Wing Watch was, however will Twitter survive without Dilly's dank tweets?
Dilly's dank tweets! Dilly, that's...
I know how to write dank tweets.
Well... Wow, it must be insane in his skull.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit rolling around in there.
Do you think it'd be interesting to drop a recording device into his car and just while he's by himself, what he says? I mean,
well, I don't know that people talk to themselves like that.
Brendan Dilley is always talking. I think a guy that does a show by himself every day where he's just like pontificate, I just think he's always Brendan Dilley. And I think he's always talking. You're probably wasting podcasts by not recording yourself in your car, stupid.
Let's see. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Danke.
A whole bunch of fucking stories here. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. For our listeners, we have a bunch of listeners across the pond.
Hello!
In England.
How do you say thank you over there? It's thank you, I guess. What do the Brits say for thank you? They don't say thank you!
Thank you.
Really? It just doesn't seem, it didn't fit.
Cheers?
Cheers, there you go. Cheers! Cheers. Jolly good, they say jolly.
This is from the BBC.
Hello!
Gonorrhea cases in England hit record high.
What? But we're all social distancing. How is that a thing?
Gonorrhea cases in England are at the highest level since records began. More since, than 100 years ago.
Since we've written shit down, we have the most gonorrhea ever. How is that possible? No one is supposed to be fucking right now. I don't understand this story.
Well, that was for 2019. Now they're saying, now, health experts suspect last year's figures will be in stark contrast to those from 2020. These could be much lower because of the lockdown, meaning fewer people having sex with new partners this year.
Thank you for explaining. Oh my God, I just saw another Trump 2020 flag go by on another fucking car.
Terrence Higgins Trust.
Nine!
Higgins
Trust.
Oh no, that's the charity.
Oh, okay.
The Terrence Higgins Trust. Fraser Wilson from the Terrence Higgins Trust.
Fraser.
A pandemic isn't the answer to bringing down shocking STI rates. So while it may mean, well, that next year we see a drop, we need a clear strategy for tackling STIs in the long term.
I don't know. Hey, listen.
So he's saying, you know, maybe the COVID isn't the best solution to knock down the gonorrhea.
Hey, whoever this is, think about it like this, Mr. British person. The gonorrhea is the gonorrhea. And the gonorrhea will be here long after the COVID is gone, hopefully. We got to deal with the COVID. We got to deal with the COVID. Right. Don't worry about gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is tomorrow. COVID is today.
The largest proportional increase was for 20 to 24-year-olds.
Oh, right.
With cases going up 28%.
What kind of fucking doctor is... Yeah, it's gross.
But... No. The next paragraph. Symptoms can include a thick green or yellow discharge from sexual organs, pain when urinating, and bleeding between periods. However, it often has no symptoms.
Symptoms? You mean upsides. I love it. It has the what?
Green's my favorite color.
Right. I mean, what kind of fucking doctor is like, there's a drop in, I hate this doctor. There's a drop in gonorrhea, but we have lots of COVID. But this fuckhead is worried about gonorrhea next year's. He's worried about next year's gonorrhea. Hey, fucker, you worry about coronavirus right now. We might not have next year's gonorrhea. What about next year's herpes?
Well, it might get even worse when people like get out and get fucking again.
Yeah, you got him. It's like softball. Make sure one. It's the play that don't play. You know, play the inning you're in because you got to win that inning. You got to win this game. You got to win the coronavirus game. Then we can play the gonorrhea game, right?
Okay.
I mean, do you think?
Yeah.
I mean.
Meanwhile, large phase three. Study testing a COVID-19 vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca.
Yay! Good news. We have a vaccine.
At dozens of sites across the U.S. has been put on hold due to a suspected serious adverse reaction.
Damn! What about the oleander? Can I take that?
Don't forget the chloroquine.
Yeah.
Didn't, Deanne Lorraine say something about that the other day when she's like, oh, maybe some of these people are the ones that are taking a very proven preventative medicine.
She had to mention the
she didn't mention it, but she knows what she's talking about. Yeah, we know what
she
was talking
about. She's being coy. She doesn't want to say because she don't want to get dinged for fake news or something? Or
oh, maybe. Maybe she's worried she'll get deplatformed.
Do you think that, well, she's at InfoWars. That's not her problem. That's legal's. That's legal's problem.
Right.
That's the legal department. It's like,
She's still on Facebook, though.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I mean, the Twitter.
Be like, I'm doing my show. You're the legal department. You let me know if I say something that's out of bounds. Otherwise, I'm letting it loose. That's what they do at InfoWars. You think legal is like, hey, Alex, you might want to ixnay on the talking about how you want to eat your neighbors. Maybe.
We've got, God, jeez, I gotta get out of Michelle Bachmann's Twitter feed.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Definitely gonorrhea in there. Shit tons of it. Holy shit. These doctors like, I'm really, who the fuck is like, oh, God, I'm worried about next year's gonorrhea. Oh, yeah. Fucking wacko.
New polls out. Terrifying for the Republicans.
I love it.
Alaska now? The Senate race there is a dead heat.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Holy shit.
With the Democrat, 43. Senator Dan Sullivan, 43.
Yes. Shit.
Alaska?
Oh, my God.
My
brother's up there living.
Yeah. But Alaska possibly in play.
Yes.
Florida.
Yes.
Tied.
Oh, dear Jesus. I know you're busy, and obviously you give two shits about us humans down here, but if you're listening, I don't know. I don't know what you do during the day. If you're listening, please, 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 please let Joe Biden win Florida. It would make people here so sad, and I would love it. Please. Jesus. Don't you think there would be massive butthurt in the state of Florida?
Oh, yeah. Well, they won't believe it.
Oh, God. That's true. He's going to win Texas, though, right? Biden? Maybe?
I think he has a better chance here than in Texas.
Texas. Alabama?
No.
I hate this country.
Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are deadlocked in the battleground of Florida just 8 weeks before Election Day.
That is bad news for Florida because guess what? That means his orange ass is going to be waddling all around here. And all his little super spreaders, little sycophants. God, I hope they don't stop in this town again. Crime goes up. I bet COVID goes up.
Oh, God. The poll shows Biden with the advantage on coronavirus and race relations in the poll. But economy for Trump still. Oh. People in Florida think Trump is better for the economy. People anywhere thinking Trump is better for the economy is utterly baffling to
me. The thing about Florida that you can't forget is a lot of people here are stupid as fuck. You know,
Trump by one
huge thing.
Trump won in 2016 by just over 1 percentage point.
So you could have used air quotes for that. He won.
This person says, if Trump loses Florida, it's game over. If Trump wins Florida, the story of the night will still have to be told, given the remaining battlegrounds of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
You know what's going to happen? I bet he loses early. The electoral. I bet he loses early.
Biden's biggest advantages in the Florida race are among black likely voters, women, and independents. Trump, meanwhile, leads among men, white voters, and more whites without college degrees. What a shocker.
Wait,
not that everybody needs to have a college
Trump
degree.
Trump is still leading among white men?
Yes.
All white
in Florida,
men,
in Florida.
In Florida, okay. God. White guys suck.
But there is some of the headlines I saw today, a significant break from 4 years ago. Trump holds a narrow edge among likely Latino, but that's because of the big Cuban population. And they tend to be, if you say the word communist or socialist to them, they clench up, grab, clutch their chests. Right. And vote Republican.
Well, you know, didn't Al Gore try to come out on the other side of that, the opposite side that the Democrats typically are on with the Cuban thing, with the alien Gonzalez?
The whole alien Gonzalez thing, yeah.
Do you remember that? That was a crazy fucking thing. You remember that the Dolphins, he got a ride on a dolphin from Cuba to Miami.
So Trump is leading sizably among Latinos of Cuban descent, but Biden is ahead among all other Latinos in the state. So
okay, so the news is black people and women don't want to vote for Trump. Yeah.
Again.
I feel you guys on that. I feel you.
But in another break from 2016, Biden is leading among seniors.
Oh, shit.
By 2 points.
Damn.
4 years ago, Trump won Florida seniors by 17 points.
Oh, fuck.
According to an exit poll over Hillary. God. And now Biden is up. Old people don't like the Republican, hey, just take one for the team, granny.
They don't like
strategy
immunity.
Of COVID. Yeah.
That's what herd immunity is, basically, right? You're most vulnerable, that you catch the disease and they die. And then younger, more healthy
people. Let everybody
people.
Catch it and, you know, sorry, granny.
Okay. Here's a flaw. Again, not a scientist. But, like, we don't know the long-term effects of, like, what herd immunity would be, right? So if we just let this COVID run rampant in this country and you're carrying it asymptomatically, how do you know 10 years from now you're not going to have heart troubles? Or you're just not going to be, maybe you'll be dead from it.
Oh, well, yeah.
We don't know.
We don't.
That's why it's crazy to have live events. Sorry. It's crazy. No vaccine, no fucking treatment worth a shit. Other than a bunch of healthcare workers that are better at treating it now.
Bill Clinton is starting a podcast.
Why not?
Hey, everybody.
We need to keep him off, you know, bangbus.com.
Oh, and sad news, the Kardashians has been canceled after 20 seasons on E. Oh, God. Yeah, I think you're right about just ripping up the Constitution starting over. This country is fucked.
We suck. We fucking suck. I mean, God, this boat rally for Trump. I'm going to say something. I mean, this is the nicest way possible. If you sink your boat in a fucking lake, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? You're stupid. It's a lake. It's essentially a giant bathtub.
There was a big Trump boat rally somewhere, and I think it was 4 boats ended up sinking because they're all assholes, and they're all driving too fast, and swamped. They ended up swamping each other.
It's a wake issue, right?
Yeah.
There's signs. There's rules for that. But you guys like freedom. You like herd immunity, and you like drowning.
Just get a bigger boat.
You're drowning in a dumb fucking lake in Texas, and I feel bad for Lake Travis. I'm sorry, Travis. So you got these dumb fucking boats sitting at the bottom of your fucking lake. So stupid. And you see some of them sink too. It's just it's just dumb fuckery, right?
Well, and the funny thing is you see the videos and like nobody's going to help them. It's typical Trump people. Fuck you, you're on your own.
You know what?
I'm not going near you. I might risk my own boat. So, you know, you're just gonna drown.
You know what, man? Theater people get this. Theater people get this.
Okay.
We're all in this together. So theater people, you do
some
theater
people get this, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. There's probably some theater people that don't get this. But,
yes.
But you know, like the idea of, you know, in theater, you're always working for the good of the ensemble. Your job is to make the actors on stage with you look good. That's your job. And their job is to make you look good. That means you take care of each other. You help each other out. You're there for each. You learn that. So you wear a mask. You know? You don't lick everything.
You know right. What I mean? Right. Without permission.
You don't go in Walmart and bitch. Right. Consensual licking, always. You don't go in Walmart and bitch because you have to wear a mask to go pick up a garden weasel.
Tweet us during the show, everybody.
Tweet us.
Crab diving.
Right.
Rochester Police Department leaders resign.
Oh, shit.
Following protests of Daniel Prude's death. In a media release from the department, Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary announced that he would be retiring after 20 years on the force. Deputy Police Chief Joseph Morabito also announced his retirement. So this is what a lot of these assholes do. They just retire.
Yeah.
So they get their pension.
Yes.
They get all that stuff, and they're no longer, before they can get fired.
So they spent years contributing to this, like, systematic racism with law enforcement. And then when the shit gets real bad, they just say, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live in Florida.
And again, this happened months ago.
Oh, yeah,
this happened in March. Right. And we just now got the video, and these assholes are just now being, I was going to say held accountable, but I don't know. What's going on with these police? Have they been charged? They've been arrested?
Well, you know, at the very least, since March, all these cops have had time to get their money together, get their story together, to get lawyers together.
To move assets around.
To get all their shit in line. That normal people don't have that, I would think. Right? I don't know. What happens if you shoot somebody?
No, you're thrown in jail.
Seven times. Right. Okay. What happens if you shoot somebody seven times in the back as they're moving away from you and you aren't white? What happens?
We've got, I just saw the headline over on the Twitter.
Yeah.
That one about the police chief resigning or retiring.
Right. Listen, friend of the show, David, be careful. He lives in
Rochester. Oh, he does. He lives Rochester. Up in Rochester. Yeah.
He goes to those protests. He's a resistor.
We've got a... I've got this story here.
This just in.
this is kind of interesting.
Yes.
This is from The Telegraph.
Hello!
.co.uk.
Jolly good!
So apparently they got a hold of some notes that were taken by someone at a meeting a couple of years ago between Donald Trump and Theresa May, the former PM of Great Britain.
Was Trump the one that walked down
hands with her.
That
yes.
wasn't Bush.
No, that
was
him, yeah.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
That's so fucked
up. She was supposedly horrified.
Of course.
Allegedly, when they were talking, this was early on.
Yes.
That Trump wanted to know, oh, this is something else. This is leaked meeting notes show Boris Johnson said Trump was making America great again. So that's a different thing. But notes from a meeting said, quote, Trump wanted to know where Mrs. May stood, pro-choice or pro-life.
Richard! Okay.
And Trump said, according to the notes.
Right.
Imagine some animal with tattoos raping your daughter and then she gets pregnant.
Graphically outlining the case for allowing abortion.
Are you embarrassed to be American?
I know. Of course.
I mean, why?
Because of him? Yes, absolutely.
Why does he think Theresa May wants to hear this?
Well, she didn't.
Oh.
Mr. Trump then pointed at Mike Pence. Saying he's a really tough one on abortion.
He can't.
Asking Mrs. May for her view,
yes.
The then prime minister offered a careful response, quote, diplomatically threading the needle.
Get me the before, fuck out of here.
Before shifting the discussion back to safer ground.
God damn, the Pence is a real tough one on this abortion shit. Mike Pence can't have a hot pocket alone in the room with someone with inside fun parts.
And yet, it was just a couple days ago that Trump's campaign released a letter to anti-choice leaders falsely accusing Joe Biden of wanting taxpayer-funded abortions.
Wait, I thought they wanted abortions where the baby's born and then immediately a little red dot is on the kid's forehead and a sniper takes him out, right?
As I seek re-election this November, I need your help in contrasting my bold pro-life leadership with Joe Biden's abortion extremism.
God, you're an idiot. God. Poor Theresa May.
But I can totally hear Trump saying, imagine some animal rapes your daughter.
Yeah, I can totally hear him saying that. It must, you know, is there a support group with for
tattoos?
Yes.
Imagine some animal with tattoos raping your daughter and then she gets pregnant.
What must, how did he raise his, well, he didn't raise his kids.
No, he didn't know his kids.
I just don't know. What an asshole. What is just a flaming fucking... Meanwhile, the guy's
asshole.
His office at Trump Tower, you can barely close the drawer because it's chock full of Robitussin. Or whatever the flu drug is that he likes.
Yeah, right.
That's normal. Dayquil or some shit like that. Sudafed. Sudafed. He's got a... I got a drawer full of Sudafed. That eagle was trying to get it.
Nate Silver is giving... Biden a 71% chance of winning.
Oh, fuck. We're fucked
so far.
I hope you carried the one this time around, Nate.
He was right before about the popular vote.
Yeah, that's true. He was wrong about the other shit, though. Tell you what.
And all the other, you know, the states were all within... ranges of error. So, you know, when the morons are like, well, all your polls were wrong in 2016. Why do you believe them now?
But
it's like,
they
weren't wrong. They predicted the likelihood that Hillary would win, but nobody said 100% chance Hillary will win.
Because
that would be bad polling.
If Jim Cantore comes on TV, he's a weatherman. Everybody knows him in the South because if he shows up,
I don't know who that is.
You're fucked. No, that's you never heard of Jim Cantore. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know. He's a weather guy. For some reason, I hear women.
He's the guy that stands out on the beach in the hurricane, right?
I don't know. I hear a lot of women say they want to fuck him for some. I have no idea. They're like Jim Cantore. But if he shows up in your town, you're fucked. Because that means it's a storm coming. Because he's coming to report on the destruction that is just about to hit your area. So you don't want to see Jim Cantore. Oh, it's a bad news.
Harbinger of doom.
Yeah, I've heard lots of people say, like, hey, Jim Cantore, he's bad news. But he sure is attractive. All right.
What else have we got going on here? Oh, Megyn Kelly's trending because...
Yeah, is she bleeding out her eyeballs?
She went after Kamala Harris.
Why would she do that?
There was a report that I guess Kamala talked to Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake shot in 7 times in the back in Kenosha.
Seven times, man.
I think. Something like that.
Yeah, seven.
Seven shots went off. How many we got hit with, I don't think. I don't even know if we know yet.
I think it was seven because I thought he was hit 7 times in the back. I don't know.
But I guess National Civil Rights Attorney Ben Crump released a statement on Senator Kamala Harris's visit with Jacob Black's family. That's their lawyer. Senator Harris had an inspirational, uplifting one-hour visit with Jacob Blake Jr. and his family today. She spoke individually with each family member about how they were handling the trauma, urged them to take care of their physical and mental health. In a moving moment, Jacob Jr. told Senator Harris he was proud of her, and the senator told Jacob she was also proud of him and how he's working through his pain.
We're sure this is Kamala and not Mike Pence.
Jacob Jr. assured her that he was not going to give up on life for the sake of his children. Senator Harris also discussed the policy changes she and Vice President will seek, including Justice and Policing Act and implicit bias training to make things better for all Americans. She encouraged them to continue to use their voices, even though through their pain, to help America make progress to end systemic racism. So the right is squealing bloody murder at Kamala about that statement that I just read.
Because
The part where they said,
yes,
in a moving moment, Jacob Jr. told Senator Harris he was proud of her. And the senator told Jacob that she was also proud of him and how he is working through his pain. Proud of him. So that's why Megyn Kelly is trending, because that asshole tweeted this. Proud of him, all caps, question mark. He's accused of breaking into a sleeping woman's house, sexually assaulting her, humiliating her, and later returning to harass her. Then the cops she called for help say he resisted arrest, assaulted them, and went for his knife. How's about a word for his victim, Senator?
Wow. You know, Megan, I think what is at play here that you might be missing is there's a word. It starts with E, and it ends with Y. And there's some other letters in there, too. But you don't have it. She doesn't have it, right? She has no empathy.
No. Well, for white people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That's right. Santa it's Claus just, is white. It's Jesus just, is white.
It's chromatically focused.
Is that who this is? I get.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She worked for MSNBC for 5 minutes or something like that, right?
For a while.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It didn't go well.
No.
For NBC.
Right.
Police have said a knife was found inside Blake's car after police shot him in the back multiple times.
Yeah.
Attorneys dispute the claim that the knife was in his hand.
Listen, man.
The man who filmed the shooting said he did not see a knife.
Right. Everybody here has a knife, though. Dude, everyone here has a knife. People have knives. Lots of knives. Knives are everywhere. I don't have one. I have one in the kitchen.
So, there you go. That's why Megyn Kelly.
Did you ever carry a knife around?
Trending. No.
God, but you say that crazy. I know lots of people with knives. Most comedians I know have knives.
I don't.
I think it's a stupid idea.
I've managed my way through life without one pretty well.
This one guy one night at a show, this comic was fucking around with his knife and showing me some, like, I don't know, shit he could do with it. And he accidentally dropped it. And it, you know, and it nicked my arm, but it didn't cut me. I was like, Jesus.
Somebody gave me when I think I was a teenager, a Swiss Army knife. But, yeah. I mean, you don't carry that around.
Right. That's true.
It was pretty big. Well, with a whole bunch of shit on it.
Well, you do carry that around, because what if you need it?
But
what if you need the knife? That's the whole thing with it.
It was like the size of a banana. I'm not going to stick this Swiss Army knife in my pocket and try to carry around this.
Banana or a plantain?
It was a giant fucking knife with the corkscrew on it. So that's what's going on there. Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly.
Why? Hey, Megan, you ever ask yourself why you show up in the news and you always suck? Like everything. I've never heard like, oh, here's this Megyn Kelly story. Where she's not an asshole. I have never seen that. Never. Yeah, Jacob Blake was shot 7 times. 7 times during an arrest.
He was hit 7 times?
Shot at Blake's back 7 times during arrest with 4 of the shots hitting Blake.
4, there we go. I didn't know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I wasn't there at the...
Were you there?
No.
Were you there?
No. There was a knife in the car. There's a knife in everybody's fucking car, man. Sorry.
It says Brad Parscale is trying to spread blame around.
Why does he give a shit? I mean, he has secrets on Trump, right?
I would guess, yeah.
So why does he care?
Some of the wasteful spending reported in the piece deemed designed specifically to soothe Trump's ego. For example, the Times reported that the campaign nixed a Parscale idea to sponsor a NASCAR car.
I hate this!
The $3 million expenditure would certainly have pleased Trump, but it's hard to say if it would sway any voters.
They're voting for him, and maybe not, because NASCAR got rid of the Confederate flag, didn't they?
They also noted that ad spending during the Super Bowl and in Washington, D.C. seems to have been designed to please Trump specifically, even though the buys had little strategic value.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to that statement.
Even if Trump didn't push for these expenses, it shows terrible leadership by cultivating employees who decide to put his personal preferences over long-term strategic interest.
So these corrupt shitheads, if you donate to the Trump campaign, know that your money goes to these corrupt shitheads, and Brad Parscale is in Thailand buying blowjobs with your Trump donation dollars, right? He's got a Ferrari. Didn't he have a Ferrari?
Oh, and listen, yeah, he bought a Ferrari and a yacht.
Why?
Republicans have also been saddled with extra legal costs.
Oh, shit.
More than $21 million since 2019, resulting from the many investigations. The RNC also paid a large legal bill of $666,000 to Reuters News and Media.
Damn!
Legal proceedings IP resolution.
Yeah.
Suggesting it was related to a potential litigation over intellectual property. So they must have sued them for a fortune because the Trump campaign used some shit that they weren't allowed to.
Again, please remind me why this guy is so great for the country again. How is this guy making America great again? Yeah. And he can't even... I just, again, this is amazing to me because I don't remember... I mean, isn't it strange for an incumbent to run out of money?
One would think. Many of the specifics of Trump's spending are opaque. Since 2017, the campaign and the RNC have routed $227 million through a single LLC linked to Trump campaign officials. That firm, American Made Media Consultants, has been used to place television and digital ads and was the subject of a recent Federal Election Commission complaint, arguing it was used to disguise the final destination of spending.
Oh, yeah.
Which has included paychecks to Laura Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Trump barely knows who the fuck Laura is. By the way,
millions more followed to firms to RNC and Trump-linked officials, including more than $39 million to two firms, Parscale Strategy LLC and Giles Parscale.
Ooh.
Two different companies, $39 million.
God damn. God damn. I mean, that you just read the, I've never heard that, the final destination of the money. Meaning that it's getting laundered. That's what that means.
Right, right.
It's going through these channels, so it ends up at Mar-a-Lago or Doral to fight the bed bugs, or probably some weird like rape fund that Trump has to pay people off that he sexually assaults. Probably that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Can you put, there's like people giving him money to waste. That is crazy.
Well, yeah. Pissing it away.
Oh, yeah.
A shocker.
Oh, yes.
My and favorite. You know he's skimming, too. I mean, you know well that...
Did somebody say pissing?
You know they're skimming and taking money.
Oh, you mean all the little dirty corrupt motherfuckers are like, hey, 20,000 here, 10,000 there. It's cash, probably, right? A satchel of cash. Must be nice. Damn.
Let's see. We've got...
Are those COVID parties still happening? We did a story about that.
Probably somewhere. Yeah.
But those rapid result tests, you know, they aren't that great. Those 15-minute tests that you can take at home. I read some...
They're shit, aren't they?
I read some article that described it as like, you know, affordable, easy to get, but... You know, then there's like bad results, though. They're incredibly inaccurate. I mean, why would you buy that? You know, why buy that? Indeed.
It was probably somebody that works at or has a membership at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that weird device Trump was playing with at one of these coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. That was a testing. Was he had it testing? Upside down. Remember, he set it down on the ground on the table, like on its side, and stuff.
It looked like a toaster or something, right? Everything's gonna be fine.
So this shit now, coming out about our Postmaster General.
Hello. Yes.
has even slimeball scumbag pud sniffer from Texas, John Cornyn.
Hell yeah.
Senator John Cornyn. Even he is saying that this shit that's coming out about Louis DeJoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is potentially criminal offenses.
Potentially criminal.
So former employees are now accusing him. I don't know. Did we talk about, I think we talked about it over the weekend. Maybe we might've talked about it on the show.
Crab diving.
I don't know if we did, but
offline conversation. Perhaps.
I think it was over the weekend, but, it came out in the Washington Post that, he was, making employees at his North Carolina company donate to Republican candidates, and then he would reimburse them with bonuses covering the amount and any taxes they may have to pay.
That sounds so...
That's illegal.
Potentially illegal. God. How many different ways these poor journalists have to say corruption? It's like there could be potential illegality.
The accusations are coming from, among others, a human resources exec who claims he had access to payroll records.
God.
Noting that DeJoy came to prominence within the Republican Party as a prolific fundraiser.
Well, yeah. Okay. I get how he does that.
The Post reports he and his officials of his company prevailed upon employees of his former business, New Breed Logistics.
Oh, my God. That sounds like Naziville.
To attend fundraisers at his 15,000-square-foot gated mansion where they would write checks.
God damn. So they're at the fort. They're laundering money, though, right? I mean...
Two other employees familiar with the financial and payroll systems at New Breed,
yes,
said DeJoy would instruct that bonus payments to staffers be boosted to help defray the cost of their contributions and an arrangement that would be unlawful.
There must be emails. There must be receipts and evidence. I mean...
They're probably going to have to start subpoenaing records.
Gosh.
David Young, longtime director of human resources at the company from the 90s to 2013, said Louis was a national fund, or Lewis, I don't know what he goes by, Lewis. Was a national fundraiser for the Republican Party. He asked employees for money. We gave him the money, and then he reciprocated by giving us bigger bonuses. When we got our bonuses, they were bigger than expected because they covered the taxes and everything else.
So possibly even... So what they're trying to get around is that personal donation cap, right?
Yeah.
So you can have a foot.
Another employee said he would ask his employees to make contributions at the same time that he would say, I'll get it back to you down the road.
Oh, my God. So I wonder if people, let's say they donated, I don't know what the cap is. What is a per person cap?
I don't know.
Well, let's say somebody donates a grand. Do you get $1,500 back in bonuses? I mean, do you actually...
It covers your taxes for the bonus, I would assume.
I hate these Republicans who are like, he's a really good fundraiser. Yeah, most people would be. I'm paying you to take money. Yeah.
A spokesman for DeJoy said the former New Breed chief executive was not aware that any employees felt pressured to make any donations.
I don't know anything.
Saying, Louis DeJoy believes that he has always followed campaign fundraising laws and regulations. He believes he has always followed.
God, I smell a Scott Pruitt usurper. Scott Pruitt was the craziest. But this guy, what we're forgetting... Maybe not. I don't know. You know, he owns a lot of companies that potentially compete with the post office.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just compete with the post office. So it was a conflict of interest.
The Post said their own analysts found a pattern of extensive donations by New Breed employees to Republican candidates with the same amount often given by multiple people on the same day. Between 2000 and 2014, 124 individuals who worked for the company together gave over $1 million to federal and state GOP candidates. Many had not previously made political donations.
Oh,
and have not made any since leaving the company.
So I'm supposed to believe that all of a sudden that, how many people, 120 some odd people on the same day, they're like, oh my God, Donald Trump needs to be president. Let me get out my checkbook.
And they all give the exact same amount.
They gave the same amount? Are they that stupid?
During the same period, 9 employees gave a combined $700 to Democrats.
Would Marty Bird have done sloppy shit like that?
From the show Ozark, for those that don't know what Ryan's talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, we all live in this fake-ass world where you feel like you're friends with the people on TV right now, so whatever. So my friend Marty Bird would never have let this happen. Right? I mean, would he be like, if somebody came to him and said, hey, we've got... This doesn't make any sense. They must have known this is criminality that they didn't care if they were caught, that they know no one's getting in trouble for this. That's what this sounds like.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, if you're a money guy and a crooked money guy, wouldn't you think that you would need to disguise this?
I mean, they probably,
or
is it, yeah.
Arrogance or something? Like, I don't know. We suck.
It's a, yeah.
124 people give the same fucking amount of...
Well, no, that's the total amount, but there were several people on the same...
On the same day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, again, that should raise a few alarms. Well, it did, I guess. It took a while.
Did you see Sarah Sanders over the weekend was...
No, thankfully, I didn't see her.
Defending Trump about in Paris... Saying he wouldn't go to the cemetery because they're losers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen. She's saying that never happened. He loves her and everything. And then she said something else. Twice she claimed that she was in the room when Trump called families.
Yeah.
And she said to tell them that their loved one had been killed. And that's not to notify them. And that's not the way it works. No. They're already told. And then the president calls them to with his consolation.
Why do they lie so much? I mean, it really,
they're just
it's
dumb.
Bullshit.
And then when she was called out for it, she was like, oh, well, yeah, I meant, it was a consolation call.
Hey, Sarah, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com, go to amazon.com/crabdiving. But I remember a story where, what was that guy who was the head of communications at the White House for 10 hot minutes? Scaramucci.
The Mooch.
The Cooch. The yeah. Mooch. Yeah. Didn't the Mooch... weren't?
There's now a time period, 11 days.
11 days.
There's one Scaramucci. He even uses it.
Oh, yeah. But didn't we witness a conversation between Trump and the Mooch about how they're going to stick with the makeup they're using?
Oh, no. Mooch was on TV right after he was hired. And was talking about, I love Sarah. Yeah, I love Sarah. We're gonna stick with the makeup guy, and we like that. And
so fucking, I don't know.
Yeah,
not to defend Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but that is sexist.
Of course,
that is sexist. She didn't file a complaint with HR. God, we're not in the House.
The House has also announced the Oversight Committee said they will be starting an inquiry.
Hello.
But you know how the Whatever. Republicans react to House inquiries.
Well, they're all over the place, though, these inquiries.
Well, yeah. And then
lots of shit going on.
When Cornyn was saying, you know, this looks really bad. And this is, you know, he said, I don't know if Congress has anything that we can do about it, but this is under the purview of... The correct authorities should be looking at this. In other words, the Justice Department should be looking at this for criminal referral. Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
Do you think Billy Barr is going to go after Trump's current Postmaster General?
But Cornyn was being truthful, right?
Yeah, Cornyn said, I think the Justice authorities should look at this.
Let that sink in, dickheads. Cornyn says there's potential criminality, a huge potential with this shit, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Trump is stealing the election. What are you going to do? God.
We got about a half hour, less than a half hour here left, everybody.
God, Cornyn, I mean, can't you say, is there anything else? I mean, can you say something that's a little bit more inspirational? Like, we are going to get to the bottom of this. We will not rest until this is exposed. He didn't say that. He's like, we can't do shit.
Oh, and this must have been burbling last week, because we've got a representative from Tennessee that asked this asshole that question last week.
No.
Well, Mr. DeJoy, as a mega donor for the Trump campaign, you were picked along with Michael Cohen and Elliot Broidy, two men who have already pled guilty to felonies, to be the three deputy finance chairmen of the Republican National Committee.
Yeah, let's not forget that either.
Who? What's the other guy? What's the other guy?
Elliot Broidy?
I don't remember him. He was bad.
To be the three deputy finance chairman of the Republican National Committee. Did you pay back several of your top executives for contributing to Trump's campaign by bonusing or rewarding them?
That's an outrageous claim, sir, and I resent it.
I'm just asking a question.
The answer is no.
So you did not bonus or reward any of your executives?
No.
Anyone that you solicited for a contribution to the Trump campaign?
No, sir.
I think this is Representative Jim Cooper from Tennessee, Democrat. I think he knows the answer already.
You think Jesus is like, you know what? I really got to throw a lightning bolt down there right now. I'm sorry.
That's an outrageous claim, and I resent it.
Do you remember what who was on? God, this Trump administration's epic, because I don't remember the hearing, but who? It was for the Ukraine thing where people had to revise their testimony.
Yeah, okay.
Because they lied.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they came back in and said, hey, when I testified that I didn't know this.
Well, and they've all been, yeah, remember, I mean, Jared. Didn't Jared have to revise his financial disclosure report about 117 times?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You know, you left out this huge thing in Russia. Oh, well, let me just fill that in.
Who the fuck? Yeah, yeah. How rich do you have to be that you leave out, like, he forgot to leave
hundreds
out?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars,
I can't imagine. You bastard. Creepy, too. He looks more plastic than he used to.
The former employees who spoke to the Post all described donations they gave between 2003 and 2014, before Trump's first White House run. By 2016, DeJoy had sold the company and retired. So these weren't specific for Trump then. These were just for Republican, generic other Republicans.
Well, I mean, DeJoy said that he didn't do anything bad. And
I resent that.
Is DeJoy happy with the choices he's made? I mean, is he happy being the Postmaster General?
You know,
does he think it's going well?
It really is amazing how stupid these people are. Because how many of them have jumped on the Trump-tanic, noticing what he has done to everyone else?
You know, it's like, you know, in Russia, you know, Russia, it's across the ocean. Either ocean, it's across. And they have oligarchs that run different facets of their government. And there's a lot of corruption. We want that. Obviously, these people want that. They, I don't know. Like, they want it. Like, Trump wants to give. I'm sure Trump would have loved to give, like, Postmaster General to Eric, to his family.
No,
well, to Ivanka.
Not Eric, but yeah.
Oh, not Eric. Oh.
What was that one's name again?
I don't know. Who's that weird one? The ugly, really ugly one. That's mine.
So the House Oversight Committee announcing an investigation.
Yay!
Throw it on the pile of investigations into all of these swamp rats.
Rachel Maddow's not even going to talk about this. She might talk about it. Who knows?
We've got,
I mean, we run out of time. We do a podcast 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, crabdiving.com. And all the time I hear you say, we didn't get to all of the stories.
Oh, seldom. Never.
Yeah. Too much fucking bullshit.
I've got speaking of.
Yes.
This is just quintessential America.
Oh, good. Racism.
TMZ is reporting.
Yes.
The The Bible.
Okay. The movie or the book?
The Bible.
Right.
That Trump awkwardly wielded during his photo op after having gassed and pepper sprayed peacefully assembled protesters.
Oh, yes.
Before the announced time that the curfew was being imposed.
Yes. Okay.
The Bible is now signed by Trump.
Why?
He opened it up, signed. It's a King James version. Christian Art Publishers.
I mean, does he sign art of the deal? Sign copy.
Oh, this is not the one. Oh, okay. I apologize.
Okay, sorry.
But this is a Bible.
Okay.
Signed by Trump.
Yay.
And it has been listed. It's going up for sale through a memorabilia company.
Perfect.
Moments in Time.
Got it.
They are selling this Bible.
Right.
Signed by Trump for $37,500.
$37,500.
Yes.
Do they have the math? Where do you come up with that number? You're telling me you wouldn't make a profit selling it for $20,000? $37,500 should cover expenses. It's a book. You get a media mail it. Fucking Bible, man. Should we sell Trump Bibles? I'll just go to the thrift store, buy a fuck ton of Bibles. I'll sign it Trump. Who cares?
They say he signed it at the White House during the first week of June, just a couple of days after he ordered federal law enforcement to fire pepper spray and rubber bullets. he posed for the now infamous photo op with the Bible, although that's not the one he signed.
Yeah.
The autographed Bible is up for sale for $37,000.
What about the real one?
$100.
I want the real one. I don't want this bullshit one. I want the real one.
I wonder what they did with that one. It's probably going to go to the Smithsonian or something.
God, that must piss off Mike Pence. Because, Mike, this Jesus shit, this is your thing. He's taking your thing. Why didn't you pause it? Why didn't he pose at the church with a fucking Bible?
Pence?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
He might have pulled it off better. That's his shit.
He doesn't sign Bibles. He just pollutes them with tears and semen.
Pollutes? That hurts. Yeah, I mean, this is his gig. He should have been at the Bible, at the church with the Bible. This dog is losing her shit, man.
You're starting to go a little nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little early, Shelby.
You have 18 minutes.
It's a little early for craziness.
Right.
So there you go. You can buy... now she's right. Chewing on her bed for some reason.
Yeah, don't eat the bed.
So there you go. If you got an extra right. 37 grandish hanging around and you want to...
Hey, intern, here's a life hack. Don't eat your bed.
Don't forget you can buy shit through Amazon.
Oh, right. Everybody. Yeah, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. If there's anybody in your life that you don't like, you can go in there and send them a bag of dicks. Dicks.
Oh, sure.
I believe they're candy. They're licorice dicks.
Bibles, too. You can. They're not really? Signed by... We'll sign your Bibles if you want to.
Absolutely. You want to get your Bible teabagged?
I'm sure they'll go for a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. What kind of Bible are you signing, though? There's all different kinds. Trump, I wonder why Trump chose the King James Bible. You know,
oh, he doesn't know the fucking difference between any of them.
Yeah, but you know, all these like Southern Baptists, these evangelical types. Oh my God, the New World Living Light Bible. That's the one I like, the Water Saved Me Bible, and all these other weird fucking Bibles. They're like, this is the best one. No, it's the King James Version.
Ours is right. No, ours is right. No, yeah. Ours is right.
A bunch of monks hanging out in the forest somewhere in Italy. Raping children at night by candlelight, transcribing the Dead Sea Scrolls, got everything the way it was supposed to be, correct? They got it right. They got it right!
Through multiple generations. And...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Here's something that you'll like, I think.
Okay.
Something we've talked about before. This is at Raw Story.
Ooh.
50 plus progressive groups.
Yes.
Are planning for mass public unrest if Trump loses but won't leave office.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that this has to be a thing. You know? But what else are you supposed to do? What else are you supposed to do?
So, but, you know, you've asked, are people having meetings about this? Are they preparing? The answer is, oh, yeah. For every different type of scenario that they're running.
You know, a lot of, a lot of times people describe, like, the Black Lives Matter protests as something that happens, like it's a sporadic thing. It's just kind of a thing that happens. And it's not the case. A lot of these, most of these groups are strategic. They plan this shit, you know? I mean, I'm not saying they didn't predict, like, you know, the George Floyd thing. I'm just saying that there are groups out there that are planning for this, and they're just not nutballs running out in the street and crazy.
This is Sam Stein over at the Daily Beast.
Yes.
Said last week, a coalition of leading progressive groups gathered on Zoom to begin organizing for what they envision as the post-election day political apocalypse scenario.
Because this is it. This is it.
The meeting dealt with operational demands expected if the November election ends without a clear outcome or with a Joe Biden win that Trump refuses to recognize.
Right, 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 right. It's just weird to me that he would all of a sudden be like, well, Joe won and I'm going to leave. I'm going to go pee on some people. Thanks, guys.
This is the first time they're bringing the matter to the 50-plus organizations making up a coalition called the Fight Back Table.
Hell yeah.
To formalize it, they gave it their name of the Democracy Defense Nerve Center.
I tell you what, I like that. I love all this, but you know, this Fight Back Table must mean something different in California than it would mean here. Or like in Berkeley. You want to, you know,
they charted out what it would take to stand up to a multi-state communications arm to fight to set up a multi-state communications arm to fight disinformation, training programs for nonviolent disobedience, and the underpinnings of what one official described as mass public unrest.
You got to bring snacks. Do not take pictures of protesters. And listen, if you're white, I'm sorry. You just do what black people tell you to do at these fucking protests. You know what I mean? You're not in charge. I'm sorry.
They pored over a report from the Transition Integrity Project, a bipartisan group formed in 2019 that analyzed various election season scenarios and made clear the type of rat fuckery, corruption, and chaos that potentially was ahead. Quote, the potential for violent conflict is high.
Yeah. Yeah,
the report concluded.
And like all these BLM protests, I mean, I'm sure it brought a lot of these groups together. It solidified some shit, but also the cops got some practice.
Yeah.
These jackbooted thugs, you know, they might be better at their bad shit next time around. I don't know.
But
and these militias.
They said, you know, they're planning for all kinds of shit, including quick transportation options can be in case poll locations are mysteriously being closed, stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
Others are impossible to plan out. One source said, I don't know what the strategy is when armed right-wing militia dudes show up at polling places. This Rittenhouse guy is being lionized on the right now. If it is being unleashed that you can shoot people and be a hero, I don't know what preparation we can possibly do for that.
Now, I cannot tell you how many people I see on Facebook, like, they're like, he didn't do anything wrong. He was defending himself.
Yeah.
How is that a position? A 17-year-old kid shooting people with a ridiculous gun, man.
Executive Director Move On said, it's very obvious Trump is laying the groundwork for claiming victory no matter what. Progressive groups at the end of the day believe in our democracy, and while it's not perfect, believe in building upon it and strengthening it. We will fight to protect it from what we truly see as a president off the rails, taking this country down an authoritarian fascist path.
You know, I really want to look up the etymology of the term off the rails. I don't know what that means. I'm sure it has something to do
train?
With train yeah. or something. But I mean,
first time it was used. Off the rails.
That's us. We're off the rails and on fire. We have a pandemic.
So
crazy.
They looked at a different report.
Yes.
That described they did four simulation exercises.
Oh, shit.
A clear Biden win.
Okay.
A narrow Biden win.
Okay.
A murky result.
Ooh, I don't like that one.
And the Trump Electoral College win with popular vote loss. That's the repeat of 2016.
I'm vomiting.
The top line takeaways were red siren items.
Oh, shit.
The election results will almost certainly be contested, and the transition process will likely be marred by tumult and corruption. The word violence is used 15 times in the document, chaos 9 times, and crisis a dozen times.
See, and somebody wrote this, right? So whoever wrote this, if you're a writer, don't you go out of your way to not use the same word over and over again? But sometimes you don't have a choice.
Below the surface, it was more harrowing. In the simulations, the Trump campaign was, quote, consistently more ruthless than Team Biden.
Damn. In the simulation.
The options that Team Trump had to use. Yeah, they took turns playing Trump's campaign and stuff in these simulations.
Right. So Rick Wilson's right, right? Like, the Trump campaign is just going to throw everything Biden and its knives and its stabbing.
The options Team Trump had to use or misuse included manipulating classified information, selectively releasing classified documents for political purposes, fueling manufactured rumors, freezing the assets of individuals and groups the president determines to be a threat.
Oh, an enemies list!
And restricting internet communications in the name of national security.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
So this is after the election, and Trump says, I'm not recognizing this victory. I'm shutting down Twitter. I'm shutting down Facebook.
Turkey did that, right? They shut down Twitter during
But that's what I know. Viktor Orban did that in Hungary. Yeah, that's their vibe,
right? Great. And now it's our vibe.
They say they think the Trump people could rely on surrogates to embed operatives inside protests and encourage violent action. Well, they're already doing that.
Yeah. That's
really, as well as they may mobilize a range of law enforcement actors who might, without proper training or if led by politicized actors, escalate matters.
So, okay. So you find some policemen that are racist, jackbooted thugs. You put them undercover.
Sheriffs, you know, these asshole sheriffs.
Oh, yeah. God. What a mess. What a fucking mess. I'm just thinking about people voting for Jill Stein in 2016. Go fuck yourself, you fucking idiots. You fucking morons. Jill Stein! Look at us.
Meanwhile, some of the simulations had Team Biden going to the states, going to the Democratic elected officials in the states to call on the Adjutant General of the National Guard, along with representatives of the technology sector, to monitor vote counting as it progresses, if it's close and crazy.
Yeah. It will be. It will be crazy. It might not be close.
They're also saying a capital strike and work stoppage as part of an overall effort to push corporate leaders to insist that all ballots be counted.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
But hardball tactics would bring more aggressive responses from the right. The simulation for a narrow Biden win saw one scenario in which InfoWars published a list of addresses, phone numbers, and other personal information of electors pledged to vote for Biden. The announcement included spurious claims linking 88 of the electors to George Soros and 14 to child sex trafficking.
A fucking course! God, why did I know that's what that ended with? Why is it always that with these? Tom Hanks is not a child molester. Okay?
Yeah. In real life,
as that volleyball,
former Trump associates have warned that he will use extraordinary means.
Yes.
To hold on to power.
That's ominous.
And Biden himself is openly worried Trump might move to contest the election results if they don't go his way.
Yes. Yes. Everyone is openly worried, correct? Are you openly worried?
Of course Trump's going to try some shit.
Shelby?
But there's another player.
Yes.
Biden is keeping his plans coy, it says, but other Democratic Party luminaries are starting to make noise. Senator Bernie Sanders has become increasingly outspoken about the need to prepare for the possibility of Trump refusing to leave, even if he loses.
He's right.
One source said that Bernie Sanders recently had a discussion with Brooks. That's these people organizing these meetings. About the role he and his robust supporter network could play if there is a need to mobilize. So Bernie is saying, I will get the Bernie people out like crazy.
Because that's it, right?
Yeah.
We can't. This guy has another 4 years and that's it. What in the fuck would he do? What would Trump do with another 4 years?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, no. Even I think the Wall Street Journal, was it? Even came out with a... Maybe it was the Washington Post. Maybe the Journal's too much to ask. But there was a editorial saying we can't do 4 more years.
No,
of this. The country cannot handle 4 more years of Donald Trump.
How many dead people by January 1st?
400 grand, they thought, and estimated.
And that is a conservative model, or just
that's
a realistic
medium model.
400,000 people dead by January 1st. And we're just accepting that. And Trump is fine with that.
Yeah.
You got to think, you got to know, any Democrat who's president right now would have done everything to protect us from this. Yeah. Didn't Obama go to Africa and stop the outbreak? He sent people to handle it. And they had a plan. We didn't have Ebola over here. We had one case.
In one simulation, California, Oregon, and Washington threatened to secede from the union.
Fuck it.
If Trump didn't recognize that he lost.
Hey, can Florida join that? Is there any room for us, guys? I mean, we're not so bad. I know we have issues. I wish Inslee was our governor.
So, I mean, here we go. Strap in, everybody. The media needs to do a really, really, really good job of telling everybody that we're probably not going to know on election night, unless it's an overwhelming Biden landslide victory.
Why do people get impatient with the vote count?
Because we're used to hearing on that night.
Right.
But we're used to NBC calling it for Biden or calling it for Trump or whatever.
Oh shit, it's late. I never understood that with the Al Gore Bush thing. Because people kept saying, for the good of the country, we have to move on. I'm like, what?
Keep counting. I can wait another month.
For the good of the country, right. Keep counting.
Yeah, and then Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yeah.
Later in her life said, maybe I should have voted the other way. She admitted that she voted poorly on that one.
Well,
Bush v. Gore.
Yeah, Iraq is like, yeah, thanks.
And that was Jeb.
Oh, my God.
That was Jeb, the right. Governor of California, putting his thumb on the scale.
That was Jeb.
And I forget the name of that Secretary of State, that asshole. I forget her name.
Oh, God.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
Giving it to Bush.
She sucks. I know who she is. I can't remember
her
fucking name.
Who knows if we'd be here now, even, if we had had an Al Gore followed by another Democrat or whatever. We might not even be in Trump land.
No, I mean, No.
Thanks for joining, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Check out crabdiving.com and buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet, RatedRComedy.com, or go to RatedRComedy on the Instagram, RatedRComedy on the Twitter, and RatedRComedy on the Facebook. Oh, and the TikTok.
Yeah. Follow the very funny
Patrick. Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it. War! 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 You want war against our children? You want war against God, you will get war.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.